FNC's Carlson, Haute as a Charlatan, Fearmongers on Masks, Public Edicts. By Jeff Poor on February 2, 2022. Tuesday, FNC host Tucker Carlson criticized the Center for Vaccine Development's Dr. Peter Hotez, a frequently cited source by media and a regular on cable and broadcast news. Lately, Hotez has taken aim at conservatives and other media outlets and has suggested that measures be taken against those entities. Carlson pushed back against Hotez on his Tuesday broadcast, deeming him to be a charlatan. Transcript as follows. Carlson, you might have noticed that a lot of people in your world don't trust doctors these days? That's not a good sign. Probably half the people you know are exploring alternative medical cures right now. Why is that happening? Well, there are a lot of reasons. But Dr. Peter Hotez is definitely one of those reasons. Hotez is a pediatrician who spent his life studying tropical parasites. He wouldn't seem to be the obvious go-to guest for cable news bookers looking for someone to speak knowledgeably about COVID. But Hotez is a crazed publicity addict. He will do any public appearance anywhere at any time. He never stops. Unfortunately, for all of us, when Peter Hotez speaks, he discredits American medicine. He is a misinformation machine constantly spewing insanity. Coolly compare Hotez's views on COVID to, say, Alex Jones's views on COVID and ask yourself, who is saner? It is not even close. Very few things Peter Hotez says has any relationship to reality. Here he is explaining back in July that there is no conceivable way that Joe Biden will ever announce a vax mandate. Begin video clip. Dr. Peter Hotez, Dean of the School of Tropical Medicine, Baylor College of Medicine, this is months and months of anti-science, anti-vaccine aggression coming from the far-right elements of the Republican Party, and you saw it play out at the CPAC conference where they said this is nothing more than an effort for power and control, and they're going to use. First they're going to force vaccines on us, then they're going to take away our Bibles and our guns and all of that disinformation. Meaning deliberate misinformation came out of CPAC, the conservative news outlets. End video clip. Carlson, now. This guy is apparently a prominent figure at a big Texas hospital, I think Baylor Hospital. Why in the world would they let them do an MSNBC hit like that? If anybody is discrediting vaccines, making people afraid of them, he is such an obvious lunatic in politicizing medicine, it is Peter Hotez. He's totally ignorant. A couple of months after he said that Joe Biden announced, in fact, vaccines would be mandatory. Now to be clear, it's not just Peter Hotez's predictions that are wrong. He's also a charlatan. Here he is warning that schools have no reason to lift their mask mandates. Now, this came weeks after the CDC, following Fauci's lead, admitted that cloth masks don't actually work. Watch. Begin video clip. Hotez, if you start lifting mask mandates now, you're basically condemning all the kids to get infected with Omicron. And having to live with those consequences, which can mean that some kids will have to be hospitalized or possibly worse. So, it makes no sense to lift mask mandates at this point. End video clip. Carlson, yes, we are right, it is Baylor. If you look at his shirt, it says Baylor right on there. Now, why are the morons at Baylor letting their employee go on TV and say stuff like that? What a quick way to discredit your hospital and again, all of American medicine. Peter Hotez is arguing on TV that anyone disagrees with him even when he lies, which is often. Anyone who believes in the primacy of scientific data over the opinions of some nutcase from Baylor is spreading misinformation, and not only that, he believes that's a crime. He wants the federal government to deal with those people. Watch this. Begin video clip. Hotez, and I've been saying, you know, for the last year and a half that the Biden administration has to realize that anti-science is a killer. Disinformation. It's not even just disinformation, this is an anti-science empire right now, and we need Homeland Security. We need the Justice Department. We've really got to figure this out, and the Health and Human Services will not be able to figure this out on their own. End video clip. Carlson, hey, memo to Baylor, a lot of people give you money because they think you're a legitimate organization. This guy is discrediting you in our medical system. He is arguing in his little Baylor scrubs that people who don't agree with him belong in jail. The Justice Department needs to go after people who disagree with Peter Hotez. Sorry, Peter Hotez, we have freedom of speech in this country, and no one should be more grateful for that than you. So here's the interesting story. The New York Times has just sued the State Department. They're seeking access to U.S. embassy emails that mention Hunter Biden. Now, lawyers to the newspaper says the State Department is withholding those emails unlawfully. They've submitted a Freedom of Information Act request, it's been ignored. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.